Breeze. AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. The WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05 as the Greenwich School Board meets tonight to talk budget. Half hour from now at 8:21, our monthly segment with the Greenwich Boy Scouts with board members Louisa Green and Jim Adams. WGCH News Center time 7:51, first Thursday of the month, and welcoming for the first time State Representative-elect Kimberly Fiorillo, representing the 149th State House District. And Representative-elect Fiorillo, good morning and welcome. Congratulations.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And give us some of your thoughts about winning the election and plans for your first term in office.
Thank you. It's been an amazing experience, and I'm honored to have won this seat by the voters of Greenwich and Stamford, to be one among the 151 at the table in Hartford, to continue to advocate for policies that have real outcomes that help the people of Connecticut. So thank you, everyone, for your support, and I will be taking the oath of office and swearing the honor of the U.S. Constitution and the Constitution of Connecticut on Wednesday, January 6th.
And then on the 7th, we'll have you on, so get to talk to you about that. But heading into your term, what kinds of things do you have in terms of policy or things that you'd like to have done? You talked about some of the things you mentioned, some things that are important for the state. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I ran on the issues of public safety and the economy. And I intend to stay focused on both of those. There is a proper role to government, and I see that role as outlined in the Constitution of both our state and the country, which is to ensure public safety. That's a key role of our government, and I don't intend to take my eye off of that issue. Also, I want to make sure that every policy our state pursues is one that truly allows businesses to prosper and is focused on jobs in Connecticut. One thing I am seeing is that, there's a dynamic in our state government that unfortunately we set up, which is that the governor had asked for an extension of his emergency powers through February 9, and that was quite an excessive extension across the country. Our governor was given quite a lot of power in asking for this, 5-month extension. And so as we see COVID coming back in this winter season, the purview of COVID is all at the governor's desk. He asked for those emergency powers. He was given those emergency powers by the majority party. And so there isn't so much that incoming legislators have to say on the closing of businesses and schools and restriction of gathering sizes and travel. All of that is in his court. And the Democrat Party is focused on their policy ideas. So at the same time, what is happening with COVID should be the purview of the entire legislature. I mean, we are a government, by the people, for the people. And we certainly understand as Americans that balance of power and checks and balances is vital. So I think that I would really love for everyone listening to know that they can reach out to their state legislators. But we have created a system right now where the governor has exclusive emergency powers. And this is not something any of us should be comfortable with. That said, for me, the focus on policy will be to ensure that zoning control, there are advocates and proponents out there at the state level who are looking to take zoning control away from localities. They have, lots of studies on their side to explain why this is important. And I will be explaining why we want to focus on policies related to helping those with limited income of any and all skin tones to help them get to the dream of home ownership. But I want to pursue it in a way that honors individuals to make their choices and live to pursue their own dreams and aspirations and not pursue policies that show that government knows what kind of housing they want and where they want to live. So I will take every opportunity to continue to advocate for that zoning control be within the localities, that people have that kind of government closest to them. And I'll be continuing to advocate for public safety. We passed a law in July, a sweeping police bill. I mean, this is the kind of bill that actually even failed in the state of New York. They tried a similar kind of police, quote-unquote, reform bill, and they couldn't pass it. But it passed in Connecticut. And the implications of removing consent searches and redefining use of force all has an impact on the very vital role that government plays in public safety. So I think we don't want to take our eye off of that and make sure we pay attention to what our police officers are saying as they live in this new reality of the new regulation.
All right. And then finally, as you head into the first term, have you heard of your committee assignments, or do you have any preference of what committees you'd like to sit on?
I don't have my committee assignments yet, and I understand that I will be told what committees I'll serve on imminently. So as soon as I know, I will make that public.
All right, fantastic. Kimberly Fiorello, State Representative, elect 149th District, Northern Greenwich and North Stamford. Again, welcome, and look forward to speaking to you the first Thursday of each month and the day after your swearing in next month. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tony.
All righty. Take care. WGCH Newsletter Time, 7:50.